Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about the first of 10 must-have supplements for optimal brain health. Now, you may not have heard of this particular supplement, but it is extremely effective. It's called huperzine A, and it's a substance purified from a plant called the Chinese club moss. Although the makers of huperzine A start with a plant, their product is the result of a lot of laboratory manipulation. It's a highly purified drug, unlike herbs that typically contain hundreds of chemical ingredients. As a result, some people regard huperzine A as a drug, and they argue that it stretches the guidelines of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA. Now, this is from WebMD, so they're obviously not very big on supplements, but there you go. Huperzine A is used for Alzheimer's disease, memory and learning enhancement, and age-related memory impairment. It is also used for treating a muscle disease called myasthenia gravis, for increasing alertness and energy, and for protecting against agents that damage the nerves, such as nerve gases. Products that combine huperzine A with certain drugs used for treating Alzheimer's disease are being studied. These hybrid products are of interest because they may be effective at lower doses and therefore cause fewer side effects. One hybrid called Huperine X combines huperzine A with the drug donepezil. Another hybrid being studied contains huperzine A and the drug Tacrin. And that is just going to make me mad right there, because it's the drug companies are saying, hey, this natural product actually works, but why don't we compare it with or combine it with some of our prescription medications so that, you know, we'll be able to cash in on this. It's really frustrating. All right, how does it work? Huperzine A is thought to be beneficial for problems with memory loss of mental abilities and the muscular disorder myasthenia gravis because it causes an increase in the levels of acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is one of the chemicals that our nerves use to communicate in the brain, muscles, and other areas. So for dementia, these are some of the different uses. Some research suggests that taking huperzine A by mouth for up to 8 weeks may improve memory, mental function, and behavior in people with conditions such as Alzheimer's disease or dementia. Memory. Some research shows that taking huperzine A by mouth for 4 weeks improves the memory of older children and teenagers who complain of memory problems. Okay, now let's see some of the side effects. I'm sure they're going to, oh, this is hilarious. So huperzine A is in bold, big letters, possibly safe when taken by mouth for a short period of time, less than 3 months. It can cause some side effects, including nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, sweating, blurred vision, slurred speech, restlessness, loss of appetite, contraction and twitching of muscle fibers, cramping, increased saliva and urine, inability to control urination, high blood pressure, and slowed heart rate. Wow. Bottom line is, consult your doctor before taking any supplement, because you never know. And he knows what medications you're already taking and might interact with the huperzine A, so that's something you need to keep in mind. This is from Mayo Clinic. Says that huperzine A acts as a cholinesterase inhibitor, which is a type of medication that works by works by improving the levels of neurotransmitters in the brain. Small early studies suggest that huperzine A might improve memory and protect nerve cells. Like I just said, some studies have found evidence that it might significantly improve cognitive performance in people with Alzheimer's. And systematic review found that huperzine A did have a beneficial effect on cognitive function. And this is a caveat as well. The Alzheimer's Association recommends not taking huperzine A, especially if you're taking a prescribed cholinesterase inhibitor, which is what huperzine A does, because if you're taking donepezil, which is Aricept, Exelon, or Razadine, which are the three prescription medications, taking both could increase your risk of serious side effects. How about you get off the prescription medication that is just all chemicals and take Parazine A, which is Chinese club moss, and there you go. You have an all-natural way to approach your cognitive challenges. That is too funny. Let's see. What else can we find in here? Parazine A is extracted from Huperzia serrata, which is the Chinese club moss. It's a reversible acetylcholinesterase inhibitor and an NMDA receptor antagonist that crosses the blood-brain barrier. Acetylcholinesterase is an enzyme that catalyzes the breakdown of the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. And just so you know, for your own edification, anytime a technical physiological word ends with ASE, that usually means that it is an enzyme. And there's some other choline esters that function as neurotransmitters. The structure of the complex of parazine A has been determined, and then there's a 3D structure. For some years, parazine A has been investigated as a possible treatment for diseases characterized by neurodegeneration, particularly Alzheimer's disease. There was a 2013 meta-analysis found that parazine A may be efficacious in improving cognitive function, global clinical status, and activities of daily living for individuals with Alzheimer's disease. This is really good stuff. It may have some adverse effects such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Use of parazine A during pregnancy and lactation is not recommended due to the lack of sufficient safety data. Let's see. You don't want to take it if you're taking beta blockers because it actually may cause your heart rate to slow even more. And so that's it. Parazine A, I think it's a great thing, and I have incorporated it into my own supplement. But if you want to get Parazine A, there's a link in the description of this podcast. Also, if you want to join the wait list for our Brain Builders Masterclass, our next session, or it's a series of 6 Fridays, we are about to have we just had our second class. We're going to have our third one coming up next week. You can join the wait list. There's a link in the podcast description. And like I said, we're talking about these 10 supplements that optimize brain health. I'm not saying you have to take all 10, but you want to do everything you can to optimize your brain health and your overall health in general. And a really good mild ketotic diet, such as the KetoFlex 12-3 that Dr. Dale Bredesen recommends, is very helpful. Since the brain is mostly fat, it actually needs fat and can burn fat easier than it can burn glucose, especially as we age. So it's really important that you're giving it what it needs as we age. I have some other supplements that I'm going to talk about, and some are, you know, pretty simple. You probably already know about the omega-3s, MCT oil, things like that. But there are some that you might not be very familiar with, such as parazine A. A lot of these herbs and supplements are beneficial because they increase circulation, and so that gets more oxygen up to the brain and helps to function better. I also encourage people that have had any sort of concussions or PTSD, any trauma to the brain, to look into these because it really can help you heal a lot faster, because if you can't get oxygen to the area that needs healing, then it's not going to heal nearly as efficiently or as fast as it should. So you need to make sure you have excellent blood supply. Now, there are other supplements that Dr. Bredesen recommends specifically, and they are all based on your lab values. He has a series of labs he recommends that you get, because the more information you have on where you are today, the better you'll be able to address where you want to be tomorrow, and you can track all of that. This is some of these different things he recommends are vitamin B1, pantothenic acid, B6, B12 folate combo, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, resveratrol, nicotinamide, riboside, citicoline, acetyl L-carnitine, ubiquinol, polyquinoline, quinone, whole coffee fruit extract. That's an interesting one too. And we'll talk about that in future podcasts. But what that does is it helps to stimulate brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is really great for the brain. And there aren't really a whole lot of companies putting out the whole coffee fruit extract supplement just yet. Dave Asprey and Bulletproof Labs actually has a product that he is working on or actually has out right now that does have that. Some other herbs, ashwagandha is good. That's really great for mood. And Bacopa monnieri, Gatu Kola, lion's mane is good. Lion's mane is also good for gentlemen that have hair loss, just so you know. Rhodiola, skullcap is good. And for those that have type 3 toxic Alzheimer's disease, so you have mold exposure or mercury fillings, things like that, he recommends cordifolia, which is guduchi. You also might want to try Google, G-U-G-G-U-L, not Google the search engine, but Google the supplement or the herb. And let's see, if you have type 1 Alzheimer's and you might have some bowel symptoms, combination of amalaki, haritaki, and bibitaki are useful to reduce inflammation because in type 1, as we've discussed previously, you have the APOE4 allele, which makes you more susceptible to inflammation. So different ways to reduce inflammation are going to help you a lot. So that is number one, huperzine A. And like I said, you can click the link in the podcast description, and that will get you some good high-quality huperzine A. If you want to wait until I get through all 10 of these elite supplements and herbs that you need to have for cognitive health, I understand. And we will get through all of those by, well, it'll be 9 days from now. So appreciate you listening. We are still accepting, you can still join the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass. Go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, as in Brain Builders. There's a link also for that in the podcast description. These are things that it's an ongoing journey. We're trying to see what we're kind of testing things, doing some self-experimentation. Personally, I am, to see, you know, what works, what doesn't work, what helps brain fog and forgetfulness and what hurts it and different things like that. One of the biggest things is water. I talked about water yesterday on that podcast, and water is something that we all need to have more of, so make sure you are drinking plenty of water. And as I said before, if you are on any other medications, you definitely need to consult your doctor before you start taking any supplements whatsoever. But you need to make sure they're aware of the supplements too, not only aware that you're taking them, but aware of what they are and what they do. Sometimes they just panic and say, no, don't take any supplements because they don't understand them. So we always fear things that we don't understand. So do some of your own research on these supplements to see if it is going to interact with any of your medications. It's pretty simple with Google nowadays. You can just search it and it'll let you know what the different negative effects might be. And I am so honored and happy that you're here on the podcast, that you're listening to all this great information. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends that might also find this information useful. And we will talk to you tomorrow when we're going to tell you what the second number two supplement is in the elite top 10 supplements for optimal brain health. Have a phenomenal Sunday.